It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in the, I won't even say it, wilds of Switzerland. She's over there somewhere, and I suspect Switzerland. Hello, Mirella. Am I right? How are you?
Hello, Jill. Perfectly right. From Switzerland, a couple of news and topics from the European Union. And I will begin today with England, because as we all know, the Brexit is coming closer, and there is still absolutely no deal on the table. So this week there will be a summit in Austria, Salzburg, where Theresa May is going to try to convince the leaders of other countries to listen to her, what she calls her Chequers plan. It's a plan that the person in charge, Michel Barnier, from the side of the European Union, doesn't agree with. Sorry. And Theresa May, I believe, still hope to be able to convince other leaders that there are some good proposals and some good ideas in that plan. The thing is that England is probably also somehow preparing for a Brexit without an agreement with the European Union. They will give, as of that time, no preference for European Union workers, most probably. At least that has been advised from the Migration Advisory Committee. They will have preference for high-skilled migrants, and they will not care if they come from the European Union or from some other countries in the world. So this is something that has been public this week, this report of the committee. It doesn't mean that the points are going to be taken by the government, but they will certainly be taken into consideration. The reason why there is still no deal, we can really pinpoint the most important stones on the path, and that would be North Ireland, the trade agreement, of course, up there on the list, and the question of immigrations in terms of European Union workers in the UK and vice versa, English people in the European Union. There have been, of course, already a lot of summits and a lot of discussions, but for the moment, it really looks like it's not going very well, in spite of some leaders like the French President Macron really having asked many times for everybody to speed up a little on that Brexit matter in order to have a deal. There will be, of course, compromises on both sides, but a deal would be better than no deal at all, which apparently Theresa May is daring to take into consideration. And it's more or less either it's our deal or it's no deal. Same position on the other side. So it's going to be difficult to find a common path. I'll continue my little tour in Europe with Germany. As we have been talking last time about the unrest in the city of Chemnitz, East Germany, after the stabbing of a young man on the 26th of August. If you remember, Jill, at the time, we knew already that most of the unrest was due to the fact that an Iraqi and a Syrian, two men, were hold as suspects for the stabbing. Since then, some videos have showed some hunt of people foreign looking, videos that have been posted online. And this is where the story continues, with the fact that the president of the Federal Office for Protection of the Constitution, which is basically Germany's security agency, Hans-Georg Maaßen, has been making comments that have put a huge turmoil on the politics in Germany by, for example, doubting that there was any hunt of people, even saying that there was no real evidence and no information, while there were some videos and some were showing just the opposite. Specifically, a site called Antifa Zeckenbiss, which actually means anti-fascist tick bite, who posted some videos of people hunting other people. It is noteworthy to say that this site is anonymous and nobody knows exactly who's behind that. For Chancellor Merkel, this is a lot of pressure. There will be this week some talks in order to eventually get Hans-Georg Maaßen to resign because of those of that attitude. She specified that there is no acceptance in Germany for hunting people that look different. Nazi slogans are not tolerated. Hostility to Jews, absolutely not tolerated. And attack of police officers, of course, not tolerated as well. In Germany, Nazi signs and all symbols are actually, including the Hitler salute, are illegal. So there is legally a lot of things that can be done, but basically the big scandal this past weeks was the fact that the chief of the intelligence chief seemed to have an agenda that was covering some groups more than others. Of course, all of this is read in the press, and I'm certain that there are many things that are going to be talked about that the public is not supposed to know. Hans-Georg Maaßen has been already under fire for some other issues in Germany, but they were always linked to some kind of racism or accepting more certain groups than others. It is said that Chancellor Merkel would like him to leave, but on the other hand, he has also obviously people that back him up. And this week is going to be very interesting in this sense, because it will show how much Germany can act against this racism eruptions in some parts of the country, giving, of course, a lot of importance to this new right group, as you know, called Alternative for Deutschland, Alternative for Germany, which really feeds on such events and unrest.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.